Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, something brand new here. Secret sound, 6 a.m. It's a 6 a.m. secret sound. All right, listen. You have to.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's make this up as we go. Listen to this. You got to call us or text us and tell us what you think this is. Don't say it if you know.
Yes.
You finished?
That's the 6 a.m. secret sound, 99.5 QYK. 800-992-1099. Your prize will be if you win, that you win the first ever 6 a.m. secret sound.
There is no prize, but you get on the radio.
That's right. You get on the radio. You get your guests on the radio.
And we're just having fun. I don't even know what it is.
This is a great way to wake up and get your brain going. It's 6 o'clock. It's raining. Oh, flood watch is in effect next couple days. I just saw a video out of Valrico and Plant City. I mean, there's people in the canoes. It's crazy already. So this is going to go on the next couple days. So heads up. Really, could be very, very, very dangerous. But 6 a.m. secret sound. Here it is. Last time. What does that sound like to you?
Oi.
Sounds like I just got home.
I was going to say, it sounds like my mom back in the day when I would be sleeping on a Saturday morning would just decide to do the dishes at 6 a.m.
My wife's like that, too. How she drops things all the time. Yeah. She slams cabinets. I was like, hey, what are you doing?
My mom had a rule. If I'm up, you're up.
Yeah.
She did not play.
I don't know what my wife does. She doesn't even notice herself doing it. You know what I mean?
She doesn't know how loud she is.
To Lisa real quick. What's up, Lisa?
Hi there.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Well, we're doing great. What do you think that is, Lisa, that sound?
I think it's someone lining silverware up across the edge of a table where the handle hangs off, and they sit there and flip them, and they go flying through the air.
That's a great
Very
guess.
Close.
That's my guess is spoons. Have you ever played the game Spoons?
Yeah, it's not that. It's close. It's close.
That's great
I
guess.
Mean, Lisa, you're knocking on the door. Really. You're knocking on the door.
Man. Okay, thanks.
Have a great day, Lisa. Be safe, be dry, okay?
Yep, you too. Bye.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Calls and text, 6 a.m. Secret Sound. What is that? 800-992-1099. One more time, little piece. All right, that's all you get right there. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Flood watch is in effect next couple days over the Tampa Bay area. We're seeing why today, so... Heads up, I was coming through tons of standing water all morning. Be very, very careful. And we got to make this even more difficult, school now is fully back in session in Tampa Bay area. So
I know.
Please be careful. All right, 6 a.m. secret sound. We played this for you a couple minutes ago, and we asked you, what sound is this? What made this noise? You have to guess. All right, let's talk to Nancy, who's been holding on. What do you think, Nancy?
Oh, just driving to work early in the morning.
I hear you. What do you think that sound is?
I think it's somebody dumping tools out of a tool chest.
Oh, it does sound like that, too. They're just dumping it out, looking for a screw at the bottom or something.
Right.
Or a wrench or something like that.
Dumping everything out. It's not somebody dumping tools, but it's a great guess, Nancy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Be safe, all right?
Stay dry.
Yeah, stay dry. It's wet out there. A lot of water everywhere. It's Mike.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, brother. What do you think that is, man?
I think it's a toddler getting into a silverware drawer and just throwing it all on the floor.
I can visualize that.
You are so close, Mike. You are so close. I can't even tell you how close you are, but it's not precisely what the sound is, but very close, Mike. That's the only guess you get, Mike. That's the only guess you get, Mike.
Thanks for calling up, Mike.
All right, thank you, guys.
Stay dry, brother, all right?
Yes, sir. We'll do.
All right, there's Mike going to work this morning. All right, so here was the noise again. What sound was this?
Oi! You finished?
All right, you hear the woman ask, are you finished?
Are you finished?
Are you finished?
You finished?
This is this woman's pet parrot who gets mad when it doesn't get fed on time. And it goes and opens up the silverware drawer and dumps silverware all over the floor. The sound is a pet parrot dumping silverware all over the floor. That was the sound this morning.
Unbelievable. What a bratty parrot.
And a hungry one, too.
Yes.
Feed your parrot, man.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, I'm going to throw this out. I need parents to jump in on this. All right, kids can jump in, too, whoever. Is gaming a sport? is gaming a sport? Talking about video games. All right. Is that a real sport? There was just this tournament. This kid won $300,000. It's Fortnite. Listen to his reaction right when he won.
He's right here.
Let me see that.
That was right at the tournament. That was when, so he beat this other player and he wins $300,000. Plus, he's won all these sponsorships.
Listen, I know you're saying it's gaming a sport. There was the person who won this grand championship of Fortnite won like what? Was it $3 million?
It was $3 million. Yeah,
it's
the other guy.
More than what Tiger Woods won at the Masters.
Oh my God.
All right, so
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Is gaming a sport, Kevin?
No.
Ooh. You also don't think NASCAR is.
I never said that.
That's not true. You have said that.
Oh, Kevin?
Okay.
You don't think NASCAR is a sport?
All right, I don't want to muddy
that's
the waters.
So dangerous.
I shouldn't have brought that up. Do you think gaming is a sport?
Only because I'm scared of gamers because I think they're really smart and they know how to hack things. Sure, it's a sport.
So you don't really, but you're saying yes.
Yeah, yes.
I think gaming, all right, here's the thing. I don't want to think it's a sport. But anything you do where you have to have a strategy and you can win.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Then it has to be a sport.
All right. Anything
that there's a strategy and you can win by beating somebody else, it must be considered a sport.
I think you're right.
It must be.
But I think when people think of sports, they immediately go to physical sports.
Yeah.
So contact sports, football, soccer, all of that kind of stuff. But when you go past that...
This kid just made more money in one game of Fortnite than a lot of football players make every year.
That's true. That's true.
That's crazy.
It is.
All right, parents, jump in. 800-992-1099. You can call us. You can text us. 800-992-1099. Is gaming a sport? His reaction, $300,000 in this round. That sounds like it might be a sport, man. Kids, you know, they play video games. They're gamers. They become gamers. They're winning tons of money.
Yeah.
This one kid won $300,000. Then this other tournament for Fortnite, $3 million.
Oh.
Here was the reaction to the one kid who just won a ton of money. He was about to win the game, and then listen.
He's right here.
That's one game of Fortnite, $300,000. There's been other tournaments, like we mentioned, at $3 million. And then these kids get their own sponsors.
Wow, it's so much money for a game.
You know what I saw the other day on Amazon? They actually have a special chair. They said this is a special gaming chair. And it's got all, it's everything they need to win games. And the chair is like $500.
Of course it is.
Yeah, but listen, if a good football player is to invest in cleats, the right cleats or the right gloves, why don't you invest in what you need to win, right?
I'm sure they do. It's soda and Doritos.
That's important.
I don't think that's true anymore. I think that's more the recreational gamer. I think that's Kevin on the weekends.
That is me.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Is.
That's different. So is gaming a sport? 800-992-1099, going through the text and the phone calls. Let's get to Erica. What do you think, Erica?
I don't think it is, but I also don't think poker is, and they make a ton of money.
Ooh, that is true. So she's saying money doesn't have anything to do with it. Just because it's a big prize doesn't necessarily make it a sport.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that mental games, sure, but I agree with the strategy part of it. I just don't think that it's a sport. Competitive, absolutely, but...
What about chess?
Yeah, literally another thing that I was thinking when you guys were talking on, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, my kids play Monopoly and everything else. Are they playing sports in my living room? No.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hungry Hippos probably isn't going to rake us in a million
dollars. Oh, I don't know. I've been a part of some vicious games of Hungry, Hungry Hippo. I've actually been injured during Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Erica. One might be a contact sport.
True, that's good.
That's so true.
Erica, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
All right, have a great one. Talk to you, Hungry, Hungry. I never thought I'd be talking about Hungry, Hungry Hippo this
morning.
Mary
love that
Beth.
Game.
Hey, Mary Beth.
It's not a sport. You have cooking competitions. You have writing competitions. It's competition, but definitely not a sport.
So wait, let me get this straight. You think that it is a sport?
No,
I'm kidding.
No way. No way.
I'm kidding. You are fired
you
up.
You also
this
just called Bobby Flay a fraud, from what I understand.
No. I'm saying he's not. That's not a sport. I'm saying that's competition. You can win money. It requires a skill, but it's not a sport.
What's the difference then with a sport?
A sport is where to use muscle and physical activity and things like that. Basically, they're using their mind. They're putting things together, but they're not like, you're not, you know, there's not like physical comp, you know, like.
Sometimes my wife watches Iron Chef. And they, like, grab hot things and they burn themselves and they're running through the kitchen.
Yeah, but that's a competition. That's competition. They still win money, but they're not like, a sports. You wouldn't call them an athlete.
Well,
like,
ooh, that's true. Well, that's true. You wouldn't call Top Chefs athletes.
Oh, I would totally disagree with that.
Really?
Well, I disagree with you.
Is a football game a competition?
Yes, but it's an athletic competition. There's difference. There's a cooking competition. There's writing competition. There's all kinds of other competitions.
Athletes. I'm on her side. I'm trying to break this down.
So there's a difference between an athletic sport and a mental sport?
Well, they can be combined, but there's definitely a difference between the two, correct?
Oh, okay.
You can have crossed over, but there's definitely a difference between the two.
She made a good argument.
What if you combine chess and an arm wrestling match?
Let her go.
Would that be a sport?
Please.
I think arm wrestling is a sport. I do think arm wrestling is a sport.
Okay.
I was intrigued. I became like intrigued by that whole arm wrestling competition that was on TV a few years ago. And I think that's totally a sport.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mary Beth.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Mary Beth wants to arm wrestle.
Oh, yeah. It was about to be a contact sport between the two of you.
Man. It's a wild subject. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Is gaming a sport? You got kids now winning millions of dollars playing things like Fortnite, other games. And is it a sport? We're talking to so many people. We've had college counselors call this morning. We've had construction workers. We've had CEOs of companies call to weigh in on this. We've had just parents, kids, everybody. And it's so funny. There's the wide array of opinions on gaming and it being a sport.
Well, even when the song is playing, you and I are having a discussion about, wait a second. So really, is it a sport? Is it not? And we're not even on the same page because I think there's just different types of sports. This one is a mental sport. Whereas football is physical. It can also be mental, but it's more of a physical contact sport.
Okay, let's talk to Brooke. Brooke has been holding on. What do you think, Brooke? Is gaming a sport?
And it is definitely a sport, not a competition.
Oh, interesting. It's funny. Originally, everyone said no, and now we're getting a whole wave of people that are saying, no, it is a sport. So why do you think it's a sport?
Because one of my coaches in high school, I played sports all growing up, and one of my coaches in high school said, a sport is a mentality of winning, bravery of beating, and the physical of competing against everyone. Those are the three things that he always says to us every time he played a game. And every time he always got fired up and said that. And my husband, he actually YouTubes and plays Fortnite for a living. And it is a sport, not a competition, because he plays every single day and he gets better every single day. It doesn't matter if there's one person or 100 people, it's still a sport.
All right, you said your husband played Fortnite for a living, so he was making money on it, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Just like athletes make money by doing what they want to do.
Yeah, people are sending me Google screenshots of what a sport is, but it's funny because then I look over at some of these gaming websites, and they say that they've actually studied that when gamers are really intense in competition, they're sweating, their blood pressure goes up, their heart rate's elevated, so it's the same thing as being on a field. That's what the gamers are saying.
Really?
It is. Like, my husband plays constantly, and he has a sign on the TV, like you guys have, like, on your radio saying, like, I'm on air, don't talk to me, don't listen, like, don't even bother me.
I love it.
Every time that light is on, I know that I'm not allowed to walk in that room or ask him a question. Because if I do, I'm never
going
to hear the end of it.
That is so awesome. The only difference is when our on-air light is on, the salespeople don't care and they barge in anyway. It might as well say, come on in.
I think it's a welcome sign.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, no, he has one on. He
flips
it every time when he's like in a deep competition.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Brant Lee, Michael Ray tickets coming up at 7:40. We are 12 minutes away. 99.5 QIK. Brant Lee, Michael Ray, we got those tickets for you. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Oh, man, stirred it up this morning. Is gaming a sport? Kids playing video games. They're winning millions and millions of dollars now. They have their own sponsors. They say it's a
so cool.
They say it exerts physically because they start to sweat. Their blood pressure goes up. And it's all kinds of, like, different things. But everybody, it's so funny. I've never seen a topic in a segment where it's like, there's so many people on one side, so many people on the other. There's, like, nobody in the middle ground. You know, it's like, yes or no.
Yeah, I would have assumed that most people thought gaming was not a sport, but it is. It's so divided.
I actually feel like we're talking about the 2020 presidential election. That is actually the division here that we're talking about. Real quick, Kristen, she's been holding on. She is a college counselor and believes that gaming is a sport. What do you think, Kristen?
I've been to colleges that actually have implemented gaming into their schools and have thought to actually give scholarships behind this. So it's interesting to hear people call and think that it's not a competition or anything like that. So I'm like sitting here driving to work frustrated. I'm like, I need to call. I'm like irritated.
Well, I'm glad you did, Kristen. Thank you for holding on too. I know you got to get to work, but college counselor, there are scholarships now. And I got to tell you, I used to say no way gaming is a sport. No way. No way.
Does it change your opinion now? Because you have five kids, and I'm sure some of them play video games, but a lot of parents have time limits on the games. Does it kind of change your mind? Because you also promote, you know, your kids playing football and sports.
My kids play outside sports, which is different than inside sports.
Oh,
I want to clarify.
Okay.
I'm very, very strict, even more strict than my wife when it comes to video game time. I'm not a big fan of them just lounging around playing video games. And the ones that they play, I'm not a fan of, like, the Fortnite and stuff like that. I don't love it.
Okay. So more educational type games?
I don't know if I call it educational. I don't know. You know, it's tough being a... I think one of the things is you have to acknowledge in life that sometimes you just change your mind on stuff. And I think there's a real... I don't know. I feel there's a real, like... I hate to say it's brave, but sometimes it's okay to just say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I used to say video games are bad, they're negative, they're whatever. And I don't feel that way anymore with some of them. I love the new football games that are out, the baseball games, the soccer games are out that my kids love to play. But I also don't think... I do see why some kids have just a sincere talent in playing these games.
Do you think that setting your kid up for success, so obviously you guys put them in football and it's like, oh, how cool would it be if he played professional football?
Yep.
Does he have a better chance of being a gamer and winning $3 million like this guy did or playing in the NFL?
We just talked about it the other day. Statistically, you would have a better chance at making money playing video games than playing in the NFL. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, those are just the stats. Like, that's not an opinion. That's just true.
It almost makes you think, okay, well, maybe they should play some
Well,
more
what
games.
Would you do when you become a mom? Would you rather?
I don't even know. I don't know the first thing about being a parent. I swear.
Well,
I don't.
Just take a guess. That's what we all do anyway.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. I got news for you. Just guessing.
I believe I would set time limits, screen time limits.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of that, and I think that's important, too. Everything in moderation. I will say, too,
oh, wow, look, I'm such a good parent.
I will say, you're an amazing parent. Top of the list, man. It's okay to change your mind, too, as you adapt and evolve as a parent.
Play it by ear.
Yeah, it's okay. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
Kyle, our courthouse correspondent in downtown Tampa at the courthouse, going up to people before they go in for their case, asking them, what is going on with your case? What's the story? He has just walked up to someone, and we are ready to go. Here we go.
All right, so what you doing at the courthouse today?
Just picking up papers.
Papers for what?
Just a restraining order.
Cool. Restraining order against who?
God, that's a lot of information about my ex.
What's the backstory? Like, how are you and your ex? What had happened to where you needed to file a restraining order?
You know, safety, that's it.
Safety? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not a felon, ain't I?
I'm not a felon or anything. Well,
Well, no one said you were.
She's gonna, I tell you, though, she's going to have to get a little more specific for the judge. Because when the judge says, what do you need this for? She can't just go,
yeah. She can't be like, well, I'm not a felon. It's like, well, wait a second. That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Kyle has moved on to somebody else at the courthouse, and he is ready. So here we go.
What you doing at the courthouse today?
Seeing my probation officer.
And why'd you get probation?
Well, something I didn't do.
What was that?
A battery charge. Mm.
You hit somebody? Got in a fight?
No, I didn't.
You're pleading not guilty?
Yes, I am.
What was, like, the backstory? Like, why did they think that you...
Because of my record.
Oh, so they saw your record.
Yeah.
What was the situation? Were you at a bar? Were you at home?
I was at a wedding reception.
Oh. A wedding reception.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
How could you not?
I just was not expecting that. So, what'd you do? Fight?
No.
What did they think you did?
They thought I hit somebody with a bottle, but it wasn't me.
It wasn't the bride or groom, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Someone else?
Yes.
Well, hopefully your next wedding reception you go to, you won't get a battery charge.
Kyle, thank you. How could he not laugh? I mean, listen, was anybody out there expecting wedding reception? No. Zero out of a million would say, I was at a wedding reception and that was going to happen. Unbelievable. That is what you're doing at the courthouse. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray, let's do this right now. Callers 9 and 10. It's Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game. You guys will be, well, I just thought about this. Is playing the name game a sport? Interesting. You're competing against somebody else?
Oh, God.
You're sweating? There's a big prize on the line? My goodness, I don't know. 800-992-1099.
The debate continues.
It really does. So call us now for the fierce competition ahead for these Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Brantley Gilbert, Michael Ray tickets. That's what we're playing for right now. Sydney and Amanda are contestants this morning. Sydney, you were the ninth caller. So we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. Then, Amanda, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing in that category. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names. All right, let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Here we go, ladies.
Category this morning. There's a great story about this raccoon getting stuck in a vending snack machine. The picture's hilarious, too,
he
by the way.
He hit the jackpot,
he really
man.
Did. Cute little guy. So, Sydney, with 5 seconds on the clock, name snacks. Go.
Popcorn. Chips, Cheez-It, Nuts, Chex Mix, Pudding, Cookies, Doritos, Cheetos, Fruit Snacks, Lay's Potato Chips, Trail Mix, Sour Cream and Onion Chips, M&M's, Cheddar and Sour Cream Chips.
Ooh, I like those.
Kit Kats. Pretzels. Snickers. Oreos. Chips Ahoy. Skittles. Almonds. Twix. Edamame. Snickers. Jello.
Snickers. Oh. Snickers was already said.
Amanda, that means you got the tickets. You're going to see Brantley Gilbert and Michael Ray.
Good job, Amanda.
That was a lot. I feel like that was a lot.
No, that was great. It was a great game.
Yeah, there were a ton. And I'm not going to lie, you had some good snack ideas in there. Edamame, some healthy things. Yeah. Nuts, edamame.
I have a toddler. I have to know snacks.
Oh, that's why.
Healthy snacks, too. Like, I feel like you're also around the refrigerated vending machines, too. Like, you also, because some of those things needed to be refrigerated. Well, listen, enjoy Brantley and Michael Ray, all right?
Thank you.
You know what was great? I feel like when she got to the flavors of the chips, you could have kept going.
Oh,
salt
yeah.
and vinegar, barbecue chips. I think she said sour cream and onion, but you could have kept going and going and going. They do chicken and waffles chips now as a flavor.
Oh, yeah. They have all sorts of sriracha chips
now. Yep. You could have kept going with that. All right. What did we miss? What other snacks? Text us now. 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
I just want to give you all the heads up. Obviously, with the rain, and just the soggy conditions. We're already seeing flooding all over the area. I mean, I'm going over these news and traffic things we've gotten. I mean, Plant City, Valrico, even Park Boulevard going on St. Pete. It just is like there's underwater in a lot of areas, so please be careful today. There is a flood watch in effect for the next couple of days all over the Tampa Bay area. And there's a ton more rain heading our way over the next 24 hours. So just want to give you a heads up. Wherever you're going, you're going to have to give extra time. I would jump all over your apps ahead of time and figure out the best way, because I got to tell you, the next few days are going to be very wet. And like I said, we're already seeing some flooding conditions. So, and schools, I really want to give you this info, though, because school's back in. There's so many more people on the road. There's a lot of kids on the road.
Give yourself time so you're not rushing around. It's just not safe.
And, you know, there's kids walking to school and everything like that. So please be careful. Try to avoid puddles. But avoiding a puddle, and you know, you may wind up on the side of the road, on the sidewalk, right next to a kid. So please just take a few extra minutes. I know it's like, gosh, you hear this all the time, but it really makes a huge difference. So, again, that flood watch in effect next couple days all over the Tampa Bay area. So take it easy out.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Iowa checking in. So police get a call, a 911 call from a woman who says, my car has been stolen. It's a 1998 Buick Century. Police say, that's weird, because that car is currently involved in a high-speed police chase on the highway.
Whoa.
Oh, and the woman, so they located it.
Right.
That's
and the woman
great.
Said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Turns out that woman was driving the car. She called 911 to report it stolen, because she goes, maybe if I call and report it stolen, they won't think it's me who stole it, because it's my car. Terrible plan, because the spike strips come out.
Ooh.
All four tires are flattened.
Yikes.
And it doesn't take police very long to connect the dots. The woman who made the 911 call was actually the thief and the driver of the car. Iowa, Nutbag, north of Florida.
Man, all right. People are just not the brightest bulbs. Like, they knew you were the one driving.
Let's jump a little closer to home. Tennessee, specifically Nashville. Nashville, if you live there and from there. God, they used to get on me all the time when I lived there.
Nashville.
They say it's Nashville. It's Nashville. Nashville. You're a nutbag. All right. So anyway. This guy walks into a Walmart. He actually had plans for a big old barbecue. So he goes in to buy some brisket and some propane. Except he didn't want to pay for it. He shoves a big old piece of brisket down his pants.
Now.
He was wearing he's wearing sweatpants. And also was caught on store surveillance trying to put the propane tank down his pants.
Just tell me the logistics of this.
I hope it's a small propane tank.
Oh, no. This was the big mama. So he starts waddling out, holding this stuff. Police were already in the store. They were investigating another crime that had happened a couple days before on store surveillance, and they saw this, and they go, you got to be kidding me. So they go, and they say, what are you doing? And he goes, I don't know. They arrested him. They pulled the propane tank and the brisket out of his pants, put him in the police car. It doesn't end there. He starts bashing his head against the car. He starts kicking the seats.
Whoa!
He starts screaming.
Oh!
Police tell him he has to stop. He says, okay, and he kicks a deputy. He then gets tasered.
What? There's a taser involved?
Yes.
But after the taser, he admits to officers that he's had a few drinks.
Oh, you think?
There it is.
Arrested, booked, and charged. Ladies and gentlemen, those are nutbags north of Florida.
No barbecue.
I'm out of breath doing that one, man. There's a lot going on. All right, Runaway June. Mm-hmm. It's on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.